What is up, everybody? It is Friday once again. You know what that means? After a three-week hiatus, it is another edition of Curveballs.
Vacation. Vacation.
We are back. What did I say?
You said hiatus.
Oh, sorry. Hiatus. You know, hiatus, vacation, excursion. But yes, we are back. We did the same thing pretty much last week, not at the same time exactly. You know, Dominic was moving across state lines. He's a busy boy. Dominic's still a busy boy, you know, hardworking man. He's still crossing state lines to this day, pretty much crossing state lines every goddamn day. But anyways, my name is Brandon Tankum, alongside with me, as always, sometimes, most of the time, but today, of course, my lovely and esteemed co-host Dominic Hobson. Dominic, how are you doing today?
Well, just today, I'm burnt out. I've been working in the Silver Valley, which is like an hour away, and then I had to come back to Coeur d'Alene and work, and I'm very tired, very, very burnt or tan, whatever you want to call me. My dog scratched me, and I'm hangry. So that is a Friday for Dominic. How are you, Brandon?
No, you know, I'm okay. You know, in the last 3 weeks, it's been stressful. I'm a year older now. You know, the countdown is on till I'm in my 30s. So, you know, I'm getting old. Time for me to plan my my will and all that other good fun stuff. But besides that, you know, it's been
fun. By the way, hang on. We forgot everybody that's listening right now. Make sure you wish Tyler Gunderson a happy birthday.
Yes. Everybody loosely associated with this podcast, please wish Tyler a very happy birthday. He is very important to us and to this podcast. It might have been last
birthday in July that matters.
Yes, the only birthday in July that matters.
Exactly.
Except for, well, his and America's birthday. Debatable. It goes Tyler's birthday, 50 feet of shit, then America's birthday.
Yeah, and then everybody else.
And then everybody else. Yes. And then mine.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So anyways, yes, we're back. We're going to try to keep this a little tighter, a little more clean cut. Episode where, you know, we're going to get into the sports and the wrestling. Since we did take 3 weeks off, we do have some questions from J-Ro from the Instagram, but those were from a few weeks back. As you know, J-Ro, you know, sends us the day of questions, but they're evergreen. We can answer them any day of the week. But yeah, besides that, we're gonna try to keep it tight on these summer days. Once football rolls around, we'll see how it goes, because there's a lot of stuff going on since we've been gone for 3 weeks. Sorry, we took a vacation for 3 weeks. There is quite a bit of stuff to talk about. Dominic, would you like to, since our training camp is underway, would you like to go the football round first? Or would you like to cover what's been going on in the baseball realm? Because there has been a lot.
Let's just cover baseball real quick, since that's the, you know, main sport at the moment. So let's cover baseball.
Well, I mean, football's always the main sport at the moment.
Well, yeah.
But anyways, I mean, yes. You know, we have a baseball on our cover, on our logo. So I guess we are a baseball podcast first.
Should we have Mr. X change one of the eyeballs to a football?
Well, you're gonna pay for that.
Yeah.
But maybe not. But yes, trade deadline is looming just a few days away. The big news was, will they or won't they, when it comes to the Angels, will they trade Shohei? There was like a 2-day window where it's like, oh, maybe they're gonna trade him. And then they're like, yeah, no, fuck that. We ain't going to trade Shohei. We're keeping him. We're going for the playoff push. And then they ended up trading kind of their top prospect, I believe, a catcher, and then a pitcher for Lance Lynn. So, Dominic, thoughts on the Shohei stuff? I mean, he's been absolutely killing it. Unfortunately, he's got some cramps barking.
Oh, he's
in his
on
back
his period.
As well. I know. He's got some cramps that time of the month for old Showtime. But thoughts on the Angels seemingly not trading Shohei Ohtani in his last year under contract, and you know they're going for it. It might bite them in the ass in 8 months when he's a LA Dodger or a Yankee or a Giant, but they're going for it right now.
I mean, Shohei, I mean, I think we discussed this in the preview that, you know, as long as he kills it this season, which he's been doing, especially as of late.
He's like a minus 1,000 plus odds to be the AL MVP. Just give it to him now.
Exactly. But it's, you know, I think the Angels are hoping that they'll hit their stride here and maybe make a playoff run, possibly, maybe not. I don't know. But let's be honest here. You had all that time with Trout and Shohei together. You had Trout with Pujols. You had Trout. You know, you had Trout alone. You had a great team, and you got, they just couldn't do anything. So I think Shohei is going to hopefully be smart enough and realize, look, this team, this organization doesn't believe in the team and in, you know, building pieces and building blocks. So maybe just go to a better organization.
I would I'm already presuming that Shohei is not going to be with the Angels next year. And even right now, as we speak, they lost against the Toronto Blue Jays, and they are 4 games back of that last wild card spot from the Blue Jays. And in front of them are the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Mariners are a game behind the Angels, so there's still a lot of movement to be had in the next 2 months of the season. And right now, I mean, the Angels have a very tough schedule ahead of them. They got the Blue Jays, the Braves, the Mariners, the Giants, the Astros, the Rangers, the Rays, Cincinnati Reds, Mr. X's Cincinnati Reds, and then the New York Metropolitans. That goes all the way up to August 25th. So the next month of games are all perennial, if not definitely going to make the playoff teams. And I just don't know how the Angels are going to come out of that above 500, let alone gain ground in the wild card or the division. So I get where they're coming from. You know, hold on to Shohei. I think they might be cutting off their nose despite their face because they're trying to make a lot of cash in the short term by having Shohei at the home games, you know, pitching, hitting, do all that shit that he does, bring in a lot of revenue. And then he'll be gone next year. You traded your top prospect. Trout, unfortunately, is kind of breaking down in his older age. You're going to be, you know, left with your dick in your hand. And I just don't think the Angels are going to. They're not going to be good after next year. It's
still a better ownership than the Oakland Athletics.
It's going to be a shit show. But anyways, also around the major leagues, the White Sox, they have just had a complete fire sale as of late, as you said. Or did I say they traded? Did the Angels traded for Lance Lynn? They traded for Lucas Giolito. My bad. Hand up. They traded Lance Lynn to the LA Dodgers and Joe Kelly. They also traded Kendall Graveman to the Astros. So the experiment, the fleeting White Sox experiment, which peaked in 2020 when they lost to that series against the Oakland A's, has come crashing down, and the White Sox are blowing it up. I don't know who else they're going to trade. Maybe Tim Anderson. I would say outside of Dylan Cease and Luis Robert, you know, no one, everyone is tradable. But Dominic, your thoughts on kind of, I don't think anyone of us picked the White Sox to make it to the playoffs, but these last 3 years, they were a team that they should have been, they had a lot of young talent. They should have made that next step, and they just never were able to take that next step.
Well, I mean, it's kind of just exactly like the Angels. For the last couple of years, the White Sox had the potential, they had the possibility, they had the players, they had everything, but it seems like when it mattered most, they couldn't do it. So, I mean, it's not surprising that they're going, you know what, maybe we need to go total rebuild mode. Let's start selling off pieces, and let's just, you know, start all over, which I think for the White Sox in that division is probably the best choice.
Agreed. I mean, you don't have to be that great of a team to, you know, mess around and make the playoffs and win that division. So I agree. If you keep Cease and Lou Bob and, you know, sign some mid-level vets next year, they might be, you know, a little bit better, but that little bit could possibly get them in the playoffs. So I agree. Some people were buying at the trade deadline. As we said, the Dodgers got Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly. They also got Ahmed Rosario in exchange for Noah Syndergaard. So the Dodgers, as much as we kind of just presume they're going to win the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes, maybe taking a year off in 2023, but they're still a really good team, still in the lead, I believe, for the NL West. They've leapfrogged the Arizona Diamondbacks since we last spoke. So yeah, they have a 3-game lead over the Giants. But Dominic, your thoughts on the Dodgers and how they look? Is it kind of like the Braves, little drop off Dodgers than everyone else? Or how do you kind of see the Dodgers shaking out in that National League after the trade deadline?
I mean, after the trade deadline, I mean, I don't think anything's really.
They're not blockbuster moves, but you know, they're just getting some names, even though if you combine them all together, they have like a negative war, but not great. Gesundheit.
It was a cough, but
salute.
No. But no, I mean, I still think unless the Giants or the, I mean, and honestly, it's either, which is a weird thing to say, but it's either the, if the Giants or the Diamondbacks can really make a good push this, you know, and hope to God the Dodgers fall off a cliff. I mean, I'm locking in the Dodgers are going to win this. And then, I mean, Braves, I don't know what the fuck's in the water in Atlanta, but Jesus.
Well, when you sign like 20 players through 2050 and they're all like in their, you know, mid 20s, you're going to be pretty good.
Going to be pretty good.
And you get, you know, half the A's farm system every other year. You know, we're not going to talk about work that much, but, you know, I did the Braves. No, the Braves weren't in town, but for whatever reason, there was an Atlanta Braves fan who showed up at my spot and he wanted to buy a Matt Olson ball. And I, you know, helped him out, gave him the ball. And he was like, oh, you know, you, this is the best guy you ever gave us. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, Sean Murphy at bat too. And then he walked away, bought his ball. And then I went around the corner and broke down in tears.
What did he, oh, so Tim Hudson wasn't the best?
Apparently not. According to him, Matt Olson was the best.
Mm, crazy.
I know. But yeah, so trade deadline, that's pretty much it thus far. Nothing like too crazy, you know, like blockbuster names. I mean, honestly, Lucas Giolito is probably like the biggest arm that's going to get dealt. Maybe Marcus Stroman, but oh, Justin Verlander, that's kind of a big name that's also rumored. I think it's, was it between the Rangers and the Astros? Definitely the Astros were kind of the lead contender, but you know, we'll shake it out. We'll see what happens. I think it's Tuesday is the official deadline, and we'll talk more about it next week. But just quickly kind of running through the standings real quick. Baltimore Orioles, they have taken sole possession of first place in the AL East ever since the Rays got off to that super hot start in April. The Orioles just kept on chugging along. Rays have kind of fallen off a little bit. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Currently, they are playing the Houston Astros while the Orioles are playing the Yankees. So, I mean, both teams in a good big series this weekend. But Dominic, thoughts on the Orioles? You know, we all had them in the playoffs. I believe you were the only one that actually had them winning the division. But, you know, we actually, this is the first time I'm going to put you over, Dominic, but the Orioles are living up to the hype that we all thought they were going to do this year.
Well, I mean, last year was the,
we all had the Orioles as a wild card team. So I'm not going to sucker dick. I'm going to, you know, give my dick at your mouth real quick.
I mean, you could.
I mean, I'll do it later. Trust me, but not right
okay,
now.
Okay. But no, I mean, last year you saw the possibilities there. You saw the potential there. And this year, I mean, they must be just riding off of last year and just making, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I don't get to watch Baltimore games because, you know, I don't live in the area, you know. And I do.
Well,
have
if you, app, you hop on to MLB League Pass or MLB.tv, well, don't you have T-Mobile so you can get it for free? You should be able to get it for free.
I have it for free.
Then why don't you, so then you can watch Baltimore games
because I'm working most of the time.
Oh well, the game's on right now. Pop it on.
Okay, hang on. MLB. Okay.
Give us a live update because last time I checked, it was 3-3 on like the top of the eighth. So
yeah. Gotcha.
Let's
see.
Give us a live update so everyone who's listening to this, you know, a day or two later, who already knows what the score is and what's going on, can learn about it.
Jesus.
Well, Donald's looking that up. Shout out to the Oakland A's, just absolutely stomping on the Colorado Rockies. 7-1.
2,000 strikeouts.
Oh, look at that.
It is 0-0. Chris
Sale and well, Martinez that is not correct. And why are they talking about Chris Sale in a Baltimore Orioles-Houston Astros game?
It's Yankees at Orioles.
Whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
7-1. Rockies and A's, well. Anyways.
Anyhoots. Don't pollute the Central continues just to be dog shit. You know, shout out to the Minnesota Twins, though. They're 4 games over .500. So good for them. The Rangers Astros. Rangers are up 2 games over the Astros. I don't know. I mean, the Rangers are, God bless them. They're still chugging along, but I'm still going to stick with the Astros to overtake them in the longer run.
A's are going to make a comeback.
Exactly. I mean, they're only 32.5 games back. 76 in the loss column. They should, rattle off 50 in a row. They're right in it. They got this.
Yeah.
National League East, Atlanta Braves, obviously, you know, doing their thing. But New York Metropolitans, they've you know, they're all the way down to fourth place. And Dominic, I will suck your dick here. The only person to have any faith in the Miami Marlins, they might be 10 games back of the wild card or 10 games back of the Braves, but they are firmly in the hunt for the wild card. And they are also buyers at the trade deadline. So, you know, everyone was looking at the Marlins are tied for that third place with Mr. X Cincinnati Reds. But shout out to those Marlins, Dominic. You did a good job, buddy. I know you put extensive research into your MLB predictions, and currently I would say you have the you're looking the best right now, because you had Texas, you had the Twins, you had the Rays, you had the Astros, Orioles, and the Red Sox, which currently everyone in that prediction are yes. I mean, if you just switch the Rays and the Orioles, you're pretty much got it unlocked. I mean, pretty much got the predictions.
Pick the Brewers too. But
you did pick the Brewers you did pick the Brewers to win the division, but yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs. That's still up in the air. It may, you know, this might be a late September situation thing we got to talk about. But yeah. And we're just going to completely bypass the fact me and Tyler both have the San Diego Padres winning the NL West. And I had the San Diego Padres winning the World Series. But anyways, I digress. Let's move on to NFL on that note. NFL season, training camps has officially started. And unfortunately, that means we got some injuries to talk about. Mr. X, if you want to cover your ears, but you know what we're going to talk about. Joe Burrow goes down. Initially,
I'll give him my calf. I'll give them both of my calves.
I mean, Dominic got great calves, especially now that he's walking up and down hills a lot more. Oof, great calves on that boy. But yes, Joe Burrow goes down, runs out of the pocket, and he goes down. Already had some sort of like sleeve on his calf to begin with. And initially, when, you know, no non-contact injury goes down, everyone fears the worst. Achilles was trending on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck we're calling it now these days. Head coach said, calm down. It's just a calf strain, but he will be out for several weeks. So hopefully he is able to come back before week one. But luckily, it's not an Achilles, nothing super duper major. But obviously, you don't want your quarterback going down after the first couple days of training camp.
My thing, and this is just shot that Mr. X, don't cancel us, don't cancel me, whatever. But I gotta start thinking about this. Is he very injury prone? And do you need, or, and is Cincinnati going to want to keep investing into him after this injury?
Well, I mean, they've already invested in him. So you gotta, if he is injury prone, you gotta rough it out, because you got Trevor Siemian as your backup. And no disrespect to Trevor Siemian, but he's no Joe Burrow. Even Joe Burrow on one leg, I would probably take him over Trevor Siemian.
Well, I'm just saying, though. I mean, it seems like every season ever since he went down, it just seems like every season there's always one to two injuries that happen, one that will keep him out of action for a while, and then one that it's a lingering issue that he, you know, toughs it out. But, I mean, you know, Joe.
This is why we got Dominic. Dominic's here to give out the hot takes that people are too scared to talk about.
Eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, stretch, do some yoga. But for the love of God, you know, stay healthy, okay? Can't Please. Have you going down fucking on, you know, first day of practice. Come on, bro.
The Cincinnati Bengals finally have an indoor facility. They're doing all these renovations to Paul Brown Stadium, all because of you, Joe. You can't be going down. You got to stay healthy. But also that probably affects his fantasy draft status. So maybe he falls a little bit and someone could take him because people are a little scared that he is injury prone, especially in a league that might be very heavily reliant on quarterback scoring and quarterback completions, which, by the way, Dominic, you probably should double down. If you are leaving the CTE league, you know, it was a hell of a time, hell of a run. Look at your commissioner was an iconic line that we will never forget.
Thank you.
But it seems as though the Dominic's reign, 2-year reign in the CTE league, is finally coming in, Dominic. And yeah,
well, it's not more of coming to an end. It's, you know, just gonna take a sabbatical and
taking a vacation, just like this podcast.
Exactly. And if I come back, maybe I come back next year. Maybe I take a couple years. You know, it depends on, you know, finances and where I'm at in my life at the time. But, you know, like I said in the group chat, just don't, I don't have the ability to focus on fantasy a lot at the moment. And I don't want to, like last year, be fucking pissed off that, you know, I'm getting my cheeks clapped and it's because I drafted poorly. So
that's everybody. Even though we did tell you numerous times in the draft, Dominic, you reached a little bit. Dominic, you shouldn't have done that. But
and some of those reaches paid off, but not enough to win.
Not enough to win, but yes. Dominic, any update on your little league that you started with? Currently just has me, you, and Tyler involved?
Yeah, the fourth is joining, and we're going to have a four-man league.
Who's the fourth?
It's a mystery.
Is the fourth in this in your house right now?
And moving on.
So it's a three-man league.
Three-man, one woman.
And a dog. Anyways, other injury, Jalen Ramsey goes down with a knee injury. His is a little bit more substantial. He will be gone for the first couple weeks of the season. You hate to see it. But other quarterback news, the Raiders signed Marcus Peters, Oakland's finest, town business, signing with the Raiders. Dominic, if we can be a little homers for a sec, any thoughts on the Marcus Peters trade? Any thoughts on the Raiders currently? You know, Jimmy G healthy, passes physical, seems like he's good to go this year before he gets injured in like week two.
I mean, I'm happy we got Marcus Peters, but I mean, I feel like that was one of the biggest issues was our defense last year, because you had, I think Crosby was the only one that was really putting a lot of pressure, and we had no fucking secondary coverage. And yeah, good pickup, but you know, I'm more afraid of our offense and what's lacking thereof.
Josh Jacobs continues to hold out. We got a lot of running back drama going on right now. Saquon Barkley holds out pretty much just for $900,000, but get your money, boo-boo. What do you think with the whole running back drama as a whole, and also obviously Josh Jacobs' current situation? Pay the man.
Well, pay him, definitely. Because he was the best running back last year, in my opinion. But,
big but.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he a little vocal last year about his disappointment in the team, or it was something?
He was very vocal at the fact that he didn't pick up his fifth year option. So the season started off a little rough, and then he goes and just fucking balls out.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the Raiders are smart. Tag him, pay him, and see where it goes. What I mean, honestly, even if he has a fucking terrible season this year, it's not going to be the worst thing the Raiders have done in the past 10 years.
Or 20 years.
Or last year alone. So there's I say you do it, and worst case scenario, fucking you ride with him for a little bit and just cut him when he gets fucking fucked up.
Damn, Dominic, ruthless out here.
I just
treating these running backs like they're horses.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this isn't, you know, the Marshawn Lynch era, you know, so just get your money.
Shout out T Sizzle for beating the magnitude.
Shut up.
Record of whatever the fuck, even though I don't know how that works, because technically, like, doesn't the music also add to the seismic activity? So technically the Marshawn, the Beastquake was more natural because that was just actual sound noise, while the singing and the music and the background also would add to the seismic activity. I don't know, but I'm just saying, I feel like the Marshawn Lynch one is still much more much more crazy, just because it's like more natural noise, if that is the case.
I'm not a scientist. shake it off.
Yeah, shout out T Sizzle, she's here in the Bay right now. I think she is performing.
Is there an earthquake right now?
Not currently, but okay, you know, I'm not super close to Santa Clara to Levi
just
Stadium,
saying so. Though maybe there's another magnet, you know, she creates another earthquake and that sets off the San Andreas and then you guys all die. Yeah, why aren't you there?
A little bit out of my price range. I'm saving up for when WWE comes to town and I get front row seats and I can lock eyes with mommy.
Oh, with Shayna Baszler.
Yes, yes. Shayna Baszler underrated, some might say? No?
No.
Anyways, that is it for the sports. Unless you want to talk, I know you really want to get in depth on Women's World Cup, Dominic. Shout out, Alex.
I want to talk about some golf.
Well, speaking of golf, shout out. Got a tee time tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely atrocious. So my legs are a little sore right now because of my workout yesterday. So I already have a, well, no excuses, but I have a built-in reason for why I might suck tomorrow. There will be some drinks involved, so that will also be another reason why I suck. So just cover my bases right now.
Who are you going golfing with, your uncle?
No, it's a little birthday extravaganza, you know, with Ty Ty and my brother. Dominic, remember, you know, that like 4 weeks where you and the studio audience really got into golf and we went to the driving ranges and we were like, okay, we got this. We're going to go to the driving range. We're going to work on it. We're going to play more golf. And then that just stopped. Where are the studio audience's club? Where are both of your clubs? Are they still here in San Lorenzo?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make the
well, it was because we moved up in the wintertime, so we couldn't do anything, but it was one of those things where we didn't know what was around here, so we didn't know if
I feel like them. There is some sort of golfing around you, Dominic.
Oh, no, there is. Absolutely there is no now. Research. I thought I found it. It was a spacing thing. Like, I didn't want to bring them in my truck because I was like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, my dad doesn't have clubs here. So I was like, I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to share clubs and fuck and all that kind of stuff.
What are you going to do with your dad?
I forgot the pause.
you didn't put a comma or a period in there, Dominic.
Yeah, sorry. We're not going to share clubs. Fuck. What? Well, why did I do that again? Oh, no. We're not going to share fucking clubs. There we go.
There we go.
There we go. But
we're fucking clubs. That's some sort of like new sex thing.
Yes. Yes, okay. They are.
Shout out to my dad about it because, you know, he's got all the kinky stuff as we have firmly established on this podcast already.
Exactly. You know, and then when Studio Ons came up, we couldn't fit anything in her car. So. No, well, I mean, because we jam packed that bitch. For a Kia Soul, it filled, you know, we jam-packed the fuck out of it, so, but.
You, Jason Love and Lena the Plug that bitch?
Pretty much.
Gonna have a review on that film later?
Don't? No, I no. don't watch that stuff.
Okay, of course you don't. All right, so since we got done with the sports, let's go and review a 3-week-old mailbag, otherwise known as, well.
Wait, what?
There's no Mr. X, so I guess it's just Johnny's, you know, solo song.
Let me double check. You know, Mr. X is good at... Oh, look at that! It's time for Mr. X's...
Intros.
This question's of the week.
Bum, bum. So, over the Instagram, Curveballs ANCS, if you're not following, do it fucking now. All right? So, from July 7th at 4:30 in the morning. Shout out J-Row. Question number one. This one... home run derby, fantasy home run derby will take place between four participants of your choice. One NBA player, one NFL player, an AEW and a WWE wrestler. Who are your four participants and who wins out of the four? So I guess we'll just split this down the middle, Dominic. You can take one athlete, one wrestler. I'll take one athlete, one wrestler. Dominic, who would you like to see in a home run derby and see if they can go yaya?
So one athlete and one wrestler.
Uh-huh.
I will take, I mean, like, if, well, that's, is, I mean, if I pick, like, let's say, who's just,
the, I'm going to take AJ Brown. I'm taking AJ Brown, wide receiver for the Eagles, because he actually was a really, actually, no, I take that back. Nope.
I take Patty Mahomes.
Okay, you can take Patrick Mahomes. I'm taking my king, Jameis motherfucking Winston, Florida State legend on the diamond. Give me motherfucking Jameis Winston.
And my wrestler, see, my thing is, like, you know, do you pick the biggest buff? Like, do I pick Omaz because, you know, he's fucking gigantic? Or do I pick someone who I think literally can actually swing a bat and, you know, hand-eye coordination and, you know, hit fucking, you know, bombs, like, you know.
I'm trying to think of like wrestlers I've seen like swing a bat. The only one that comes to mind is The Miz because he does the softball thing every single year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I know he's on the shelf right now, but I will take Braun Strowman because his dad was a softball legend. he does the softball shit as well. And it is just a home run derby. So presumably it's kind of like softball. So, and he's a big motherfucker, even though he's got a broken neck right now. But give me Braun Strowman.
Do they have to be alive?
No, we're making up our own rules, Dominic. Who cares?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right, there you go. We didn't pick an NBA player, but if I would pick an NBA player, let's put Zion Williamson's fat ass out there. See what he can do.
Put Shaq.
Or Shaq. Or Steph Curry. Because apparently Steph Curry can just do anything, you know, just hitting hole in ones at Lake Tahoe. Like, geez, save some of the skills for the rest of us. Jesus. But who do you think would win? I probably would just go Braun Strowman just based on pure strength and somewhat skill.
I would go Patty Mahomes.
But I think he'd also be gassed. So yeah, I probably would lean maybe towards Patrick Mahomes or Jameis Winston just because they're a little bit more.
Patty, because Jameis Winston probably can't swing a bat.
All right. All right. Fine. With Patrick Mahomes. Question number two. Monday, July 10th kicks off Nude Recreation Week. I kind of forgot about this question. What's the coolest or craziest thing you've ever done in the nude, or if not nude, closest to nude, Dominic? And let's stay somewhat PG on the show. Unless you want to go out here. Not really a nude guy, to be honest. I'm not exactly rocking the hottest bod, so I'm not just out here running around with my fucking dingleberries hanging out.
I mean, I don't think I've ever really done anything new. I mean, when I was like, you know, 4, walking around naked in my grandma's backyard, but I mean, that's not, ooh, you know,
crazy boy.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I take a shower. Woo. I don't know.
All right. Great answer. All right. Question number three. Tuesday, July 11th is 7-Eleven Day. What is your go-to flavor Slurpee, and what are the two must-have food items to get at 7-Eleven? So first,
okay, Dominic, here we go.
What's the go-to flavor Slurpee?
It's a combination of red and blue. So that would be cherry and blue raspberry, but you also got to get the classic cherry with Coke. So one of the two.
Did go to 7-Eleven, not recently, but maybe when this question was, I don't know. I went to 7-Eleven within the last month. I did get a cherry Coke one, basically because the other flavors are kind of boo-boo and they're kind of run down, but I will go, you know, cherry Coke's always a good one. I do like to venture out and go with the different ones, but I mean, mainly just because I don't go to 7-Eleven all that often, I just will go there and just put all the different flavors together and it kind of just tastes like one big sugar slop. So I'm going to go with sugar slop as my answer. Just combine them all together.
Food items.
What are the must food items to get from 7-Eleven? So you'll get two, Dominic.
It depends. Do you consider...
As a hardworking man who goes to convenience store often.
I don't go to 7-Eleven here because there's only two and they're not in my areas. But, you know, back in California, I want to go to 7-Eleven a lot. But I got the question is, do you consider taquito flavors as different, or if I just say taquito, is that count as one and I can have any flavor I want?
I mean, you get two in a little sleeve, so I guess you can combine one and one if you want.
You get two in a sleeve? I get like seven.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time. I honestly don't really go to 7-Eleven to get, like, I would do that back when in high school, is get the taquitos or the chicken fingers.
It was like 3 for $3,
which back in the day I'd go with the spicy chicken finger things, which might give you diarrhea, but give me the spicy chicken rolls.
I mean, buffalo, you can't go wrong with the buffalo chicken roller. Can't go wrong with the Monterey Jack chicken. You can't go wrong with steak and cheese. But even the jalapeno cream cheese is actually really good. So, I mean, I say taquitos in general, great. Can't go wrong. And I don't know if I'm going to catch some flack for this, but there, I think it's like a slice of pizza is like $1. Fairly great, fairly decent. You can go with their chicken wings. I got the chicken wings a lot. Chicken wings are good. So I do taquitos and chicken wings.
All right, I'll go with the spicy chicken roller and give me some cracked pepper sunflower seeds. Or some sunflower seeds, but pick one. I'll go with the cracked pepper ones. Also note, by the way, Wednesday, July 12th is National Tyler Day. So shout out to our man, Ty Gundy, which auto-corrected to Manti Gandhi. Lol. So shout out Ty Gundy, Wednesday, and July 12th. And also July 18th, happy birthday, cheese. Thank you, J-Rail. I appreciate it. So you want to be like J-Row, curveballsncs at not curveballsncs at gmail.com, because that's where Mr. X puts his questions in, but curveballsandcs.
There you go.
On Instagram. Sorry, it's been a while, a little rusty.
Well, Mr. X being the gentleman he is, welcome back, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Mr. X. Thank you. So well rested. We're back. I don't know. I'm on the line. Say we're back better than ever.
We're back worse than ever. Is this injury to Burrow a serious hindrance to him with the new season looming? I didn't talk about this, but when they said it was a calf injury, the thing that popped in my head, Kevin Durant.
Because then calf leads to Achilles.
Yes.
And but Kevin Durant also came back a little bit too early in the playoffs.
Exactly. And I think with Joe Burrow, I think they're going to really fucking make sure he's 100% before going back out there.
He is not sniffing a preseason snap.
Oh, God, no. And if it is, it's going to be a single snap and it's going to be a run play. So, but is it a hindrance? I don't think it's a hindrance. I think it's just more of a headache, which is kind of the same thing as a hindrance, but, you know, it's just a lot to digest at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like a small inconvenience just because there's not like a big name. Like, they didn't sign a new wide receiver or a new skill position, really, that's going to change the offense. It's relatively the same team from last year.
Yeah.
So there's no like timing issues you have to work with, and he's still going to be there, you know, on, you know, in the practice room and, you know, learn shit, and they can talk it out. So I would say no. Like, obviously you want him out there and, like, you know, do the shitty reps, and like Joe Burrow wasn't going to really sniff the preseason anyways. So you never want to wish for injuries, but luckily this kind of happened early in the season.
Yes.
Or preseason, then later in the preseason. Cause if he did this, you know, in 2 weeks, he might miss week one or week two. So
yes. Was it smart for the Angels to not trade Shohei, or should they at least see what other teams would be willing to offer for him?
I mean, we talked about it, but I didn't really give like the answer. I honestly probably would have traded Shohei, but it's like, what do you get for him that's going to return what Shohei is? Like, you would need to give just a boatload for him. And we didn't talk about this obviously because we were away, but I thought like the Orioles or maybe the Diamondbacks would be a good team to trade him to, just because they're a young team, a lot of prospects. You can get something, you can get a lot of prospects out of them. And they're also in contention for a playoff run, and they haven't done that. So they are, you know, motivated to get a rental of Shohei Ohtani.
Well, but my thing is, though, you know, you're going to do all that just to get him. And then what if he doesn't want to sign with you guys? Then you have him for four months,
that's why I said like the Orioles and the Diamondbacks, you know, a rental. Giants, Yankees, Dodgers, I wouldn't trade for Shohei Ohtani because you know you're going to be in the running for him next year. So why are you going to give up, you know, half the boat for someone you can wait 6 months and you can get him anyways?
Yeah, we'll see. Something that we didn't hit on, and we'll talk about it real quick, was the cardiac arrest that happened to Bronny James just a freak occurrence?
It's all because of the vaccine.
And will it have any impact on his potential NBA career? I didn't read up on it. I know he, you know, went into it and everything like that, and he's fine now. But, I mean, you know, I think it's... he's probably been pushing it since he's been pushing it from such a young age. And, you know, I think it's a wake up call. And I think he needs to address that, you know, why'd he get the booster shot? God. Oh my God.
Exactly. You take the booster shot and you get the cardiovascular, whatever the fuck those dipshits are talking about. But I don't think so. I mean, I don't think it's going to hurt his NBA stock, really.
It's just something that he's going to have to monitor for the rest of his life now, though, is, you know, all right, I can't, you know, after 30 minutes of me running up and down a court nonstop, I start having heart palpitations. I need to cool it. you know.
Yeah, like I know. I mean, I remember there was that kid, you know, a couple years ago who collapsed, and so now he, I don't know if it's the exact same thing or if it's similar or what, you know, what exactly happened with him, but he ended up coming back and played. He wasn't at the same level as Bronny James, obviously.
Wasn't that the same thing that Chris Bosh had, or wasn't
I don't
it? Didn't Bosh have like a heart thing?
Yeah, but I feel like that one might have been like more serious because if he actually like stepped on the court and something would happen, he like would have died. But But yeah, I don't even know what Bronny James's NBA stock is anyways. Like we all just kind of make the joke of whoever drafts him is just gonna draft him because they want LeBron. And so what is, you know, in 4-5 years when LeBron's not playing anymore, what is Bronny gonna really be doing in the NBA? I don't know. But
fucking
it does
sweeping up the dust.
Yeah.
What?
I'm done. Get better, Bronny. Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm over the whole CM Punk hype. I was excited when he returned initially, but I don't know. He comes out saying he's speaking the truth now, whatever. I'm just more indifferent. He can do what he wants. It doesn't really affect me anymore. Yeah. Amen. I mean, fuck CM Punk.
Not going to go that far. As you know, I am the CM Punk mark. I love him. I've been enjoying Collision. I think it's been a really good show, and I think it's been vastly better than Dynamite. But I do see where the issues with CM Punk do lie. The people who don't like him really don't like, and I'm not putting you and Mr. X in that category, but we go to the you see the shows, people are booing the fuck out of him, and it's kind of hostile. And he's a top guy in that show, and ratings are decent, but the ticket sales aren't that great. And so I wonder if a turn is the way to go, but like we're seeing in AEW, it's like everyone's turning. Like Ricky Starks did that. AR Fox did it. Like, and I know there's two completely different level guys, but there's just way too many turns in AEW. And I think CM Punk came in relatively not hot, but you know, with a little bit of steam. And then I was kind of settled into a feud with Ricky Starks, which okay, cool. But I think everyone's just kind of waiting for him to get into that feud with MJF. But then, you know, then if he's the world champion, does he go to Dynamite and the whole shit with the Elite and all that other fun stuff? I have cooled on CM Punk, but I'm definitely not ambivalent or whatever the exact words Mr. X said.
Indifferent. Isn't this the final? Wait. Hang on. Proofreading real quick. Hang on.
Maybe, you know, next time we should do this for the podcast.
He's voice sensing in. At 8 o'clock, you motherfuckers, shut the fuck up.
And Mr. X, we appreciate you for doing that.
Isn't this the final act for Baron Corbin? His character, or lack thereof, hasn't really gotten him anywhere. I was excited to see the Lone Wolf character return, but now that's gone. Can he gain any momentum now that he's back in NXT? I think he can. I think people actually legitimately like Baron Corbin. I mean, he's a great talent. He's a great performer, great storyteller. I think he's, you know, I think he's very underrated. So I think NXT, you get him in there, he can put over the young guys and kind of just, you know, I mean, I think eventually he'll come back up, but, you know, don't think he'll ever be a world champion on the main roster, but I think he'll be, you know, I think he would make a great United States Intercontinental tag team, you know, great mid cards for sure.
I was like kind of a fan of Baron Corbin early on when he got called up in an NXT, but now I've just completely not soured on him, but I'm just like, he is what he is. He's going to be lower kind of mid card. And maybe this gives him a little bit of steam on the main roster. Maybe he stays in NXT. I would presume Bron Breakker just beats him on Sunday, but yeah, I kind of agree with Mr. X. Like I thought even if it wasn't a redo of the Lone Wolf, it was going to be his character is going to be a little more interesting than what he's doing. But yeah, as I said, I'm not like sold on Baron Corbin as much as Dominic is. I'm just kind of, he is what he is.
Last but not least, who will turn on who? Speaking of turns, I think it'll make more sense for Adam Cole to turn on MJF, saying he's been playing him all along to get that title rematch. I'll be honest. I don't know if it's a hot take or if it's just me being a fan or whatever, but I really fucking hate them being tag team together. I understand.
Amen, brother.
I know it's a, it was a, you know, whatever they call it, the fucking little anonymous fucking tag team, whatever the fuck it was called. But why the fuck would you put them together? Why? And then now you have, and then you have MJF being goofy, silly. That's your fucking world champion. Why is he running around being silly and goofy?
Thank you. When I say it, everyone just calls me an asshole and I'm just not having any fun because you should just laugh and ha-ha at the world champion because it's pro wrestling and get over it. All right. Don't take yourself too seriously. No. Thank you, Dominic, for agreeing with me. I appreciate it. And I didn't coach them up. We have not really talked wrestling since our last episode. So this is all pure Dominic hot takes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yes, I am not a big fan of this storyline. I think it's just stupid. Like, yes, there might be some moments that get like light chuckle out of me, but very similar to what you said. What the fuck is your world champion doing? Literally singing and dancing on television. But to answer the question, who's going to turn on whom? I feel like it has to be Cole. But then as the story's played out, like they're both kind of getting along. Adam Cole seemingly, I don't know, like, even like the story is just so convoluted and doesn't make that much sense. Like MJF, you kind of see him. I mean, he's MJF. He's going to be an asshole at the end of the day, but he's being a babyface right now. People are loving him. You just got over the fact people liked him coming back with the devil gimmick last year at All Out. And now you're basically playing into that. And now you're going to try to turn on him. And I just think it's hurting. It's going to hurt the momentum. It's going to hurt both guys' perception on where they're trying to go. Obviously, Cole's probably trying to be a face. MJF's trying to be a heel. And I would not be shocked, like, if we get it All Out or All In, the dynamic would be completely reversed.
Well, hopefully it's not a fucking complete, you know, turn. And it's going to be, you know, oh, Adam Cole's the heel and MJF's the babyface again, shit like that. So, but that's it for Mr. X's questions. You want to be like Mr. X, curveballncs@gmail.com. You want to be like J-Ro, curveballsncs on the Instagram, curveballsncs on the Twitter. And we'll still plug Facebook, even though I don't fucking check it. Facebook, you can look us up, curveballs and chair shots. Same with the YouTube, curveballs and chair shots.
And I would say we have a Threads, but I don't know how to work that because technically my personal account on Instagram is connected to Curveballs and Chair Shots on Instagram. And the way my bank account's set up, I don't know how you put two. You can't actually put two accounts on Threads because I'm a personal one. Gotcha. So it's a whole thing. And I use Threads like the first couple days, haven't really touched it since. But anyways, we'll be on Threads eventually once X shuts down. But yep.
That is it for the podcast, right?
Going through wrestling real quick and
it has to be like literally 2 minutes because, you know, we're coming up on that 45 minute time frame.
Oh, okay, Dominic. Okay. Dominic, what are your thoughts on, you know, how WWE's shaping out, how SummerSlam's shaping out? SummerSlam next week. We got Jay and Roman. We haven't even talked about just the complete dismantling of the bloodline and everything else that's happened. Because I think the last episode we did, we were previewing Money in the Bank. So we've missed a lot in terms of the bloodline storyline.
I mean, if I could just say before we go,
before Dominic goes,
you know, lately WWE's been not on fire as it should be. I will say there's been a lot of lacklusterness in my opinion. You know, I think the hottest thing at the moment is Finn and Seth and Jimmy or Jay and Roman. But other than that, everything below it, crap. I mean, yeah, Ronda and Shayna is hopefully will be a barn burner, you know, a very underrated match. But it, I don't have faith in Ronda, so I think it's just going to be kind of like a very brutal, beefy, broad match. If that makes sense, But yeah, but I mean, I think all in professional wrestling hasn't really been, nothing's been clicking on all cylinders. So.
I mean, I disagree a little bit. I think WWE has been a fairly consistent product. And like, I think I have my qualms with it, like on a Raw and SmackDown basis and stuff like that. But I thought Raw was a really good show in terms of building SmackDown. I think Finn Balor has really like breathed new life into his character, and Judgment Day has been really good. Like, they're all over Raw, and you could argue like they might be a little stale, or not stale, but a little overexposed. But I think they've done a good job with their time. Unfortunately, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens down with an injury, kind of does suck and throws a wrench into whatever. I mean, if they're going to do anything with the tag titles at SummerSlam, but LA Knight over like Rover, unfortunately, not in the U.S. title picture, but it seems like he's going to have something at SummerSlam. Maybe Randy Orton shows up or they do something, but I've been fairly higher on the WWE product compared to Dominic. Now, on the AEW front, not that big of a fan. I mean, I thought this Dynamite this past week was really bad. Just a bunch of matches that don't really matter. Title matches that don't really matter. Blood and Guts was fine, but I think that's why I say like Collision, I'm kind of enjoying a little bit better just because it's a little slower paced. I feel like some of the matches mean more, and Dynamite just kind of matches for the sake of being matches, and they have people where you know are going to win and people who you know are going to lose. So right now, WWE up, AEW down, but I mean, we got a pay-per-view next week, and then we got two pay-per-views back-to-back in like a month, so I would presume all three of those shows are going to be very good. Look, Dominic, now was that hard?
No, it was not that hard. I thought that was a beautiful way to sum up wrestling without going in depth like we're probably going to have to next week. So it means we're going to have to skim off some sports to get more in depth than wrestling. But this is...
Well, as long as Aaron Rodgers doesn't tear a quad, I think we'll be fine.
Exactly. So that is it for the podcast. First episode in a couple of weeks. A little bit different.
Episode 295. Didn't talk about how
I almost crapped my pants. So it's great. I think you know, no barking spiders. And, you know, it was a good time, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a long time, but it was a good time. Yeah, episode 294. So, 94, shout out. The greatest year, right, Dominic? 1994.
100%.
Absolutely. So, yes, as we got over, Curveballs and CS on Instagram and or Twitter. Curveball and CS at gmail.com. All the pertinent links are in the description of said podcast. So, until next week, which we will be back on Friday. Maybe. I mean, I'm not working next Friday. Still haven't
got my schedule. Okay. Yet, so then, you know, probably will.
We're going to have to maybe, have to talk about it in like a month because I might be working on a Friday. But we'll figure that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Okay. But until next time, everybody, it's been a pleasant time. Until next time, remember, send in those questions. We want some more participation. But until next time, goodbye and good night. Love you guys all and a bank. Evolution is a mystery. Full of chains that no one sees. Clock makes a fool of history. Yesterday's too long ago. Don't agree with